Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Did you acquire a shiny new Irish passport in the last 2 weeks? Today, the passport office has said that due to a technical issue with the software update, there is a possibility that almost 13,000 passports issued between December 23rd last and last Tuesday, that's January 6th, may not be fully compliant with border control regulations or e-gates. We're joined now by Claire Dunn, CEO of the Irish Travel Agents Association. Claire, the passport office have said that those people with affected passports don't need to reapply. They will be reissued as soon as possible. But just going through that statement, just to say, we did ask the passport office if somebody would be available to talk to us on this. There's nobody available, but we were directed towards the statement. A lot of uncertainty, though, even when you get to that statement, Claire. What do people need to know right now from people that you'll be dealing with?
Yeah, good afternoon, Katie. How are you? I think one of the most important things about this is that the passport office have actually contacted all of the affected people. They would have all gotten a letter, an email this morning from the passport office going through what has happened, detailing the software glitch that they've had and telling them what they need to do. They want them to send the passports back into them and they will reissue them. They're going to try and issue them within 10 days. Now, for somebody who's travelling within the next couple of days, they have arranged for staff to be on duty tomorrow and on Sunday. And if somebody contacts them, they can actually issue them with a letter. If they're travelling within the next 48 hours, they can issue them with a letter for border authorities to explain what's happened, just in case they're stopped. They don't actually expect that people would be stopped. And the Department of Foreign Affairs have actually been in touch with border authorities around the world to let them know about this issue. So there shouldn't be a problem, but obviously people want to be sure that they're not going to have a problem going on holidays. So the passport office have put these measures in place to try and help people as best they can.
And Claire, obviously the passport office has apologised and they said yes, they will endeavour to issue a new passport within a maximum of 10 days.
Yeah. So
if you're already abroad though,
again, you can contact them and they will issue the letter to you in case that you would have any problem. It's a very small issue on the passport. They don't actually expect that people will be stopped, but in case they would be stopped for any reason. So if you're abroad, they're advising you to contact the passport office, and they have sent out the number. We can have it here. It's 01613 1780. And they have set up a special email as well to deal with this issue, and it's passportreturn@dfa.ie. And the email and the phone will be manned tomorrow and Sunday. So people are looking at that. There are staff in there dealing with that, and they will issue the letter to people if they're abroad or if they're going to travel within, let's say, the next 48 or 72 hours. And then anybody else, if they send, they have to issue them instructions to send back their passport to a special address, Passport Return, Customer Care at the Passport Service, 42 to 47 Lower Mount Street. And they will then send them back a new passport as quickly as they possibly can. And as you say, they're aiming to send them out within a maximum of 10 days.
And I suppose, to be fair to the passport office, they are notoriously, infamously very, very efficient when it comes to issuing passports.
Absolutely. And I mean, they're really, like, their passport online service is really brilliant at the moment. You know, you apply online, you can have your passport back within 48 hours. It's amazing.
Amazing.
So they are doing it really is. They're doing a fantastic job. So, I mean, obviously nobody wanted this to happen, but these things happen from time to time. And they have put a lot of resources in place to deal with it. So I think people will, if they have an issue, they'll be able to contact somebody and get it resolved.
Okay, excellent. Thanks for that. That's Claire Dunn there, CEO of the Irish Travel Agents Association.